Is Tylenol dangerous? I always take Tylenol for fever or headaches because it doesn't seem to upset my stomach like ibuprofen does. I thought that Tylenol was safe because my doctor always recommended it for my children. But my sister-in-law insists that Tylenol is dangerous. Who's right? My doctor or my sister-in-law? Well, you are both right. Tylenol is quite safe to take as long as you pay close attention to how much you take and are careful to avoid taking too much of it. Tylenol was first used as a pain reliever back in 1893. Due to concerns about its ability to cause liver damage, it was used only cautiously until about 1949, when it became a widely accepted alternative to aspirin. Today, acetaminophen is the most popular non-prescription painkiller sold in the United States. It is considered safer than ibuprofen or naproxen, as long as you don't take too much. The best way to take Tylenol, or acetaminophen, the generic name, best way to take it safely is to watch the total amount you take over the day. Always stay below the maximum recommended dose. What's that? Well, for healthy adults, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, recommends no more than 4,000 milligrams or 4 grams a day of acetaminophen. That's equivalent to 12 regular strength acetaminophen pills, which are 325 milligrams each, or 8 extra strength pills at 500 milligrams each, or 6 extended release tablets at 650 milligrams each. If you are over 60 years old, the FDA recommends a lower daily limit of 3,100 milligrams or 3.1 grams. This dose is equal to 9 regular strength Tylenol tablets, 6 extra strength Tylenol tablets, or 4 extended release 650 milligram pills. Most people who develop liver failure from taking too much acetaminophen never realize that they are in danger until the damage is already done. A big part of the problem is how popular Tylenol or acetaminophen is with drug manufacturers. Acetaminophen is an ingredient of over 200 non-prescription products. It's also in the popular prescription analgesics Vicodin and Norco. You'll find acetaminophen in non-prescription remedies for allergy, sinus problems, cough, cold and flu, and sleeplessness. In 2005 alone, consumers in the United States purchased more than 17 billion doses of non-prescription products containing acetaminophen. Over-the-counter remedies are not the only places you can find acetaminophen. The popular prescription pain medicines Vicodin and Percocet each contain, along with the narcotic pain reliever, also contain acetaminophen. Since 1997, Vicodin has been one of the most frequently dispensed prescription drugs in the United States. Its combination of acetaminophen and hydrocodone accounted for 11 billion doses filled by pharmacies in America in the year 2005. The word acetaminophen doesn't fit on a prescription label. Instead, if you get a prescription medicine that contains acetaminophen, it's usually abbreviated as APAP or ACET, A-C-E-T, instead. Here are 4 ways to stay safe when taking Tylenol or acetaminophen. Tip number 1, know the maximum dose. Be aware of the maximum daily amount of acetaminophen that's safe for you to take. For healthy adults, this is 4,000 milligrams, 8 extra strength tablets or gel caps over 24 hours. But for others, like older people, it will be lower. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you aren't sure. Tip number two, keep track. Stay aware of how much acetaminophen you're taking. Check the label to find out whether acetaminophen is present in the medicine that you're taking. If you take a prescription pain medicine, watch for the abbreviation APAP, that's APAP, or ACET, ACET. Or ask your pharmacist how much acetaminophen is in each pill. Tip number three, don't double up. Avoid taking more than one medicine containing acetaminophen at a time. If you take both a non-prescription and a prescription products that have acetaminophen at the same time, it puts you at risk of getting too much. If you have pain medicine prescriptions from more than one medical provider, such as a dentist, a surgeon, an ER physician, or urgent care center, you could also be getting too much acetaminophen. Tip number four, keep your liver healthy. If you drink alcohol, do it only in moderation. If you drink alcohol and have liver disease, you should avoid taking Tylenol altogether. When in doubt, ask your doctor or pharmacist about how much acetaminophen per day is safe for you to take for fevers, aches, or pains. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.